You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. It doesn't matter how your weekend was. It just matters now that I'm here. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. Myself, I'm holding it down right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. This is when we get started. Every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It was a busy weekend. Final Four is set. It's a busy Monday. Lamar Jackson let the world know that he wants to be traded. We'll get into that next hour. The Green Bay Packers have opened up their mouth about discussions they weren't able to have with Aaron Rodgers. It seems that Aaron Rodgers didn't pick up his phone. Okay, all right, sure, fine. LeBron James is back. Came off of the bench yesterday, and the Los Angeles Lakers still lost. Right now, as I sit in the studio, the Denver Nuggets and the Sixers are playing a game. There's no Joel Embiid against Jokic. No battle of the potential MVPs because Joel Embiid got a busted up calf. Sucks for him. Bill Belichick is a funny guy, even though he's not trying to be funny. The Jets and Giants want Odell. Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant go at it again. And we got a lot to do. If you want to holler at us here on CBS Sports Radio, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll get to Lamar Jackson next hour. We'll talk about Bill Belichick and the Patriots. We'll get into Rodgers and the Giants, and we'll talk about Barkley. There's even a young lady you might have forgotten. Maybe you didn't. The women's Final Four was going on as well. And we saw one of the best performances in the tournament, not on the men's side, but on the women's side. We got a lot to get into. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief all over social media, you'll already know these things, all of these ideas and topics that we will discuss. But we got to start off with a wrap-up from the Elite Eight, because we have now narrowed that down to the Final Four. This Final Four is basically a who's the, well, not even a who's who. It's a who the hell is that Final Four? Florida Atlantic? What? We got to look at San Diego State? Who? The Hurricanes? This ain't football. I know the football program been trying to get it together for quite some time now, but this is Miami basketball. And then we got UConn, okay? UConn is the only team over the past 20 years that you pretty much take a look at and go, okay, I'm used to seeing them here. And I missed the slate of games yesterday. I was watching Ja Morant play in person. Hey, Shep, did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend, JR. What a crazy last 48 hours in sports, by the way. It's unbelievable.
It has. Let me tell you something. I saw Ja Morant yesterday at State Farm Arena.
I saw the pictures, man. Good videos, too.
Well, they let me in the building sometimes, man. They let me in and do stuff. But Ja Morant, man, he was the most popular player in the entire arena yesterday. More so, I'd say, than Trae Young. He's the home guy. Not supposed to be. He's the home guy. There were more kids there to see Ja Morant. There are plenty of kids running around with Morant jerseys. When he came to warm up, the kids went absolutely nuts. When he was announced, he had the loudest cheers in the entire arena. And then his dad was out there signing autographs. It was like nothing ever happened, which I guess is good. And he came and he's straight and narrow. I didn't see him signing autographs. He kind of ran away from everybody. I saw him hanging out in the back after the game and, you know, mingling with his friends and his family. And then he left. You know, rather uneventful. But Ja Morant is back. So I didn't get a chance to see the games yesterday, Shep. But as you just mentioned, the overall games, I saw Saturday slate. I was in and out in Miami and UConn. The games were nuts, man.
I mean, Jay, well, first of all, just very quickly, the commonality with you going to Hawks game, the biggest star in the arena is anyone but Trae Young. It sounds like they're going to root for any opposition. It's unbelievable how much apathy there is towards Trae Young in Atlanta these days, JR.
You know, people feel one way or another about him.
Right. But, you know, it's funny. So Darion Trammell, you talked to him on Friday. He was the late hero in that game versus Creighton. Questionable call. And then you discuss what happened between Miami. They were down, JR. Double digits. Reminiscent of what we saw from Larrañaga's team with George Mason back in 2006 versus UConn. They don't quit. They're they are so feisty. Wong was making shots left and right. They had Mr. Perfection as well. You saw his game. He had like 27 points on 7 shots. It's a team of destiny, JR, and they're in the Final Four for the first time. And you know this. You have 3 teams now in the Final Four for the first time in program history. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. This is happening for the first time since 1970 that we have 3 teams that have never been here to the Final Four. Let's start off with that first game that you mentioned where San Diego State went over Creighton. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in out in San Diego. We get a ton of callers out on the fan out there. What's up to you all? And I know y'all are head over heels about what has taken place. Even the Padres have shouted them out. But you think about some of those free throws at the end of the game that put San Diego State over Creighton. A little tough for some folks. You know, either way, they lost. We ain't going to hear too much of this guy the rest of the year because he's done. But Greg McDermott, the head coach of Creighton, he said, despite us taking the L and despite the loss, I'm proud of my dudes. Listen.
Really proud of the team. You know, we've taken a step that nobody that's ever worn a Creighton uniform has taken, and that's really special stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like a complete jerk now, but let's get another loser out the way. What about Gonzaga? Mark Few. Oh, my God. I watched this game, and then I kept it on, and the minute that Timmy picked up his 4th foul, I said, oh, man, this is an ass-whooping, and that's exactly what happened, okay? UConn smashed them, 82-54. I think I fell asleep on my couch at the end of that game. This is a beatdown. So here's another loser, Mark Few, showing a lot of love to UConn after they got smashed.
Yeah, hey, UConn was just terrific tonight, and, you know, we didn't have any answers, especially when kind of everything really didn't bounce our way, and you know, we can't absorb a game like that when our offense is as bad as it was tonight. But again, UConn deserves credit.
Yeah, they deserve credit. What's Drew Timmy gonna do now? Hey, Shep, how many years was he a senior in college? Like 8 years?
Yes, but and you know this. Unfortunately, you know there is whispers that he may actually come back at this point. He's got one more year of eligibility, believe it or not.
What? Yes. What are we? How much COVID? How many COVID years can this guy add?
Hey, I wasn't the commissioner or the president at the time, so
he's making so much NIL money off of being a great big man in college. Like, where's he going to go when he has to actually leave? Where the hell is he going?
Well, JR, I mean, Sanogo.
Europe?
I mean, did Sanogo make him look like he deserves to be in college for another year? I think the answer is yes.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I mean, he can't play there forever. Where's he going next?
Yeah, but the thing is, he's going to be Frank Kaminsky at best at the next level. You and I both know that.
No. Oh, Frank the Tank?
Frank the Tank, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know if I saw him in person recently or if I saw him on a bench. Or a box score.
It was probably on the bench, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Frank the Tank. I said, wow, Frank Kaminsky is on that team. I mean, some of these dudes, you just go, oh, man, they stuck to the bench. Hey, good luck to Drew Timmy as he enters into his 20th year of college basketball eligibility. He's going to have gray hairs out there, and he's still going to be busting ass. So good luck to Gonzaga, and good luck to Timmy as he, I guess, never moves forward, I guess. Anyway, another disappointment. This really stunk. Florida Atlantic over Kansas State. I looked at, I'm like, damn it, I wanted to see more Marquise Noel lining it up for Harlem, New York. It didn't happen. It was at Madison Square Garden. They had a chance at the game. At the end, they couldn't even get a shot up. Jerome Tang, such a classy individual, he actually went over to Florida Atlantic's locker room and he congratulated them. Good for him. But then in speaking to the public in general, man, he's just thankful for an amazing year.
In the midst of probably one of the toughest things that, you know, experience with these guys, if we can't be grateful in these times, then all the love and joy that we talk about is fraud, and we're not frauds.
Oh, they're not frauds. Anyway, Marquise Noel, throughout his journey, he said he was speaking to Trae Young, Shep. He said he got messages from Trae Young and Isaiah Thomas and all these other little dudes about how great of a performance that he had and did. And I even heard a few things that he's written down at being 5'8". I'd say he's probably closer to 5'7". And so I'd be real interested to see what type of impact he could potentially have in the NBA. Well, I don't know if he'll be drafted. Maybe, maybe not. Somebody's going to give him an opportunity in the summer league. So I really look forward to seeing Marquise Noel, even though it ain't going to be with Kansas State. Now, let's take a look at the winners. Let's take a look at the Final Four. Florida Atlantic just beat the aforementioned Kansas State. Now they're going to take on San Diego State. This is nuts. San Diego State basketball has been around since 1921. The furthest they've gone is to the Sweet 16, like 8 years ago, seven, 8 years ago. This is the first time for head coach Brian Dutcher. How about that? This is the first time for San Diego State. They're one of the three who have never, ever been here. And after making the Final Four, Brian Dutcher spoke. And just listen to the emotion in this guy's, this voice. Listen to the emotions.
Told the team in the locker room, they had the music going. I walked in and I told them, turn it down. I said, either sing, dance, or get out of the way. Aztecs are going to the Final Four. So here we are. We're making the next step. And it's something we've always talked about. And I'm sure there were people doubted we could do it. But we never doubted for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, of course people doubted you. Why not? Most of America doesn't know a damn thing about San Diego State basketball. We do now. I've learned something about every single one of these squads just over the past month. I mean, let's be real here. I like it when everybody says nobody believed in us and nobody even thought about you. Okay? Let's just be clear. Let's be honest. So San Diego State is going to take on Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic is another. This is another team. I had to find them on a map. I have to go, where's Florida Atlantic? Why are they named after owls? Shep, did you know that the team is named after an owl because the university resides or is like an owl sanctuary? Did you know that?
I did not know that. Here's what I do know, JR. They're going to find themselves a new owl head coach because Dusty May is a hot commodity these days.
Well, Dusty May even came out himself and talked about how when he initially took the job, he took it without looking at and seeing the school's practice facilities.
Oh, jeez.
Dusty May said that he took the job and immediately wanted to give it back. And look at the success he's now had here with the Owls. Dusty May spoke after the game, after they beat Kansas State. And Dusty May, he basically said, look, we showed up. We put in the work. We're going to the Final Four. This is what he told TBS.
Well, when you see a group of guys, coaches, staff, players, everybody pulling in the same direction every single day, even when it's hard, it's special. Special things happen.
Yeah, special things happen. Good for him. This man wanted to go back to his old job, and now he ain't going nowhere but to a Final Four. What about UConn here? UConn, pretty awesome. UConn, ain't no Jim Calhoun here. And UConn is trying to go back to another championship. They're trying to win their fifth title. And the last one they won was with Kevin Ollie back in 2014. I think I've seen so much basketball. I think I was there. I can't remember. I'm sorry, I don't. But then they got a new head coach now. And no Kevin Ollie here either. They fired him. I saw Kevin Ollie a few weeks ago. But anyway, Danny Hurley is here. He won. UConn smashed those Zags and that 80-year-old basketball player and Drew Timmy. Danny Hurley, oh, he was thrilled. Listen to his excitement on TBS.
I can't wait to touch that. I mean, I can't wait to get to the ladder. This group deserves it, and it's good to get the real thing.
Oh, I didn't know what he was – Shep, I didn't know what he was talking about at the beginning.
Sorry.
I was like, whoa. I don't know. What? Let's hear it again. What?
I can't wait to touch that. I mean, I can't wait to get to the ladder. This group deserves it, and it's good to get the real thing.
Oh, wow. Hey, save that clip. Send that clip to me. I may have to use it personally later on, okay?
Okay. I won't ask.
Yeah, don't ask. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, hey, and there's a woman who kind of laughed after he said that, and everybody out – listen, I'm not trying to be Me Too'd out here. But that was very interesting. And shout-outs to – I love how everything is commercialized in the NCAA tournament. Even the ladder is sponsored. Of course it is. As they cut down the nets and – I don't know. It's a little too corny for me, but shout-outs to tradition. And now let's talk about someone that we actually spoke to. When, Shep, was it Thursday, Friday, Jim Larranaga was here?
We spoke to him on Friday. Yep.
Yeah, we just spoke to Jim Larranaga.
You spoke to him on Friday, and you asked him a great question, and he's dancing all the way to the Final Four at this point.
He is. He's going to the Final Four. Miami is going to take on UConn. Larranaga has been here before. He's the only coach in this current group that's been to a Final Four. He did it with George Mason. Miami, as a program, has never won a title. And this ain't the football team, okay? This ain't the Hurricanes. This ain't the Canes. This is only the basketball team's 12th appearance in the tournament. They could thank Jim Larranaga. He spoke after the game as well, after the Hurricanes beat Texas yesterday, came back to beat them 88-81. And he said, listen, does this feel different than when I went with George Mason? Listen to his answer.
It's the same exhilaration, just the jubilant attitude, the effort, because you just love when your players accomplish a goal they set out before the season.
Hey, Jim Larranaga, he's like a basketball prophet. Very nice guy. Speaks positivity, power of positivity. That's how us uptown Bronx guys roll. So congratulations to all these teams. All these teams we have never heard of. All these teams who have players that we have never seen. And congratulations as you try to win it all. Florida Atlantic. San Diego State. The Miami Hurricanes. Yeah, I know them. UConn, the Huskies. Yeah, I know them too. The Florida Owls. Yeah, I'm still learning a whole hell of a lot about them. Sorry. We had Coach Dusty May join. Hey, Shep, I think we talked to almost all of them, right? Almost. Well, two out of four, right?
We've talked to Coach May multiple times. We've talked to Coach Larranaga multiple times, actually, as well. May specifically, yeah. Multiple times the last week. Yeah, and we had on Tramiel, obviously, and we had on O'Meara from University of Miami as well.
Yeah, we're the central point for all these teams, man.
Yeah.
They had to come through us before they went to the Final Four. Congratulations, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn. You made it big time. You made it to the JR Sport Brief Show first. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are just getting started. We're going to talk more March Madness and Final Four. We're going to talk Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into an injured Embiid, a returning LeBron. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to tell you about another star in March Madness. She doesn't play on the men's side. They don't allow that yet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We had a Final Four was set. Miami versus UConn, Florida Atlantic versus San Diego State. And these are, well, three out of these four teams have never even been here. Three teams that haven't been to a Final Four. It's only UConn. They last won the championship in 2014. It's not the only Final Four going on, okay? We got to look at the women's side. I'm watching it now in the studio. Virginia Tech is trying to occupy the final spot in the women's Final Four. Virginia Tech leads Ohio State 52-49. Whoever ends up winning this game tonight will advance to the women's Final Four, and they will take on LSU. The other side of the bracket is set already. We got Iowa versus South Carolina. South Carolina obviously led by Hall of Famer, all-time great Dawn Staley, and Iowa is led by a woman named Caitlin Clark. I love people who just do ridiculous things. And when I say ridiculous things, people who fill up the stat sheet and make you go, well, damn, why'd you have to do them like that? And over the weekend, Caitlin Clark did something that we've never seen in NCAA history. She had a 40-point triple-double as her team, Iowa, beat Louisville 97-83. Her final stat line, 40 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. Here, take a listen to this. Caitlin Clark, the first ever 40-point triple-double in the tournament. Listen.
Our team played really well. That's what it's all about. You know, I was going to give every single thing I had. When I came here, I said I wanted to take this program to the Final Four, and all you got to do is dream, and all you got to do is believe and work your butt off to get there, and that's what I did.
Yeah, thank you, ESPN, for the clip. Yeah, Caitlin Clark went out there and got busy. All you got to do is believe and work your butt off. I can't wait to see what she does next. Give us another 40-point triple-double. It's actually her fifth triple-double of the season. So, I mean, maybe she has another one in her. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark out there whooping ass. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Paul. He is here from Rhode Island. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you, JR. Pardon me for a minute. I feel for those people that Mother Nature is stronger than we are. I feel for those people that that tornado that went through there. Please stay strong. Now, getting back to the NFL. The Ravens.
Whoa. We just spent 15 minutes talking about college basketball.
Yeah, I'm going with UConn and San Diego, yes.
Well, but thank you.
I wanted to patronize those people. Not patronize, but I wanted to, you know, kind of like feel for those people that what happened in Tennessee this weekend.
Okay. Well, you said NFL, man. I'm confused, Paul. Well, thank you. Let's talk to Mark from California. Maybe it'll be a little bit more coherent. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. So, I mean, hey, I don't really know. Am I allowed to talk college basketball right now? Because I kind of want to talk a little bit about it. But I know, hey, if you want to talk something different, I can. But I'm amazed.
We just spent 15, 20 minutes talking about college basketball. What's on your mind, Mark? I ask you.
But, hey, listen. So let's not talk college basketball. I'll actually switch it up a little bit because I've been having this conversation with my buddy.
Thank you, Mark, for calling from California. Hey, Shep, we could do better than those first two folks, right?
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Usually, Paul's a lot more adept than that. Like
Paul and forget. Well, they don't, well, no, him and both of them.
And Mark's
the
a great caller too. Mark's yeah. That was
Paul
that was,
and Mark.
Paul,
it's,
Mark.
I thought it was very simple. It's like, hey, what is on your mind?
Right.
Well, am I allowed to? Well, no. Now we don't talk about anything. Now we're all on timeout. Now we're all on punishment. Sorry about it. Speaking of Dawn Staley in South Carolina, Dawn Staley's everywhere. Like, I'm looking She's in a commercial right now with a goat. What is this, Geico? Oh, no, it's Aflac because there's a, what is that? It's a duck, right? Aflac got a duck? Yeah, I think it's a duck.
Yes, it is.
Shout outs to Dawn Staley out here making all the money. Anyway, let's take a break because the callers, I don't know, it's only Monday, and it seems that they have maybe participated in some extracurricular activities. Maybe they had a wild weekend. You never know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of a wild weekend, yeah, Caitlin Clark had a triple-double. The Final Four took place. And then some guy named LeBron James, he came back to play basketball. We'll talk about him on the other side. We'll start getting into Lamar Jackson. We got more Final Four talk. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
They're going to drop kitchen sinks and buildings on these other teams they're going to play next year.
Kitchen sinks and buildings? What? Okay. Anything else?
They're going to be face down when they drop the buildings on them.
Well, when they open up the suitcase, what do they take out the suitcase?
Let me see. Circular saw.
Okay, you are a violent individual, Dave. You are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I think Dave just called. This should be a fun conversation momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to try my hand at the calls in a second. Amongst all of the March Madness Final Four news, we did have news on the NBA side. LeBron James made his, I can't even call it a debut. Can't say that. LeBron James returned to the Los Angeles Lakers yesterday after his foot issue. He actually has a torn tendon in his foot, and he reportedly consulted with a few doctors. They say that he needed foot surgery, and LeBron James took the approach of not having surgery. He called his last foot doctor the LeBron James of feet. And that last doctor said, you don't need this surgery. And so LeBron James returned. His team lost, the Lakers did, 118 to 108. LeBron James dropped 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists in 30 minutes. You would think that this man just had a bad game, but he showed up and shot like 50% from the field. He needs to get his win back. He needs to, you know, get realigned. Not too shabby for a dude who hasn't played basketball just to go out there and do this, but it is LeBron James. When he's healthy, he's still one of the best players in the game. After the loss to Chicago, LeBron spoke and he said, yeah, man, I'm a little rusty out there.
A couple, you know, drives and the ball got away from me. A couple shots didn't feel as good as before, obviously, but, you know, I was out for 4 weeks. So between that and the wind, I'm just going to get those things back.
Okay, maybe this will be better for him if he can stay healthy. A fresher LeBron James. I don't want to call it a vacation, but he was rehabbing. He didn't have the necessary wear and tear on his body that some of these other dudes have had. The Los Angeles Lakers, they just lost to the Bulls on Sunday. Their next opponent will be the Bulls again this Wednesday. The Lakers are currently in the ninth seed. I know they want to try to get back up and out of that play-in. The Lakers have a record of 37-38. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mark. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. Thanks very much for taking my call again. I'm conflicted. I really like the parody that's going on right now in NCAA basketball.
Okay.
But I have a real issue with this transfer portal. I don't know. Like, these are I guess it comes down to loyalty. I don't like the fact that you can, you know, I just don't like it. I'm not being very eloquent here, but
well,
I don't like it.
Why is that?
Well, because again, like loyalty and you're letting your fans down, you're letting your students down. Like, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what sport. I mean, I just don't like this fact that you can just up and leave.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. The coaches, I mean, let's be real. People's loyalty, first and foremost, is to the dollar bill. And
I get
then
it.
Their loyalty after that is mm-hmm. pretty much to themselves. Like, nobody's going to look out for you the way that you look out for you.
No, but JR, these are amateur athletes.
No, they're
not. I guess
not.
I'm traditional.
No, they're not amateur athletes. I mean, that's.
How are they not?
That's been a sham for years.
I'm fine with NIL.
But being fine with NIL, but not mm-hmm. understanding mm. or still trying to call them amateurs is
mm.
what is that, by name only? I had that conversation with a friend of mine who mm-hmm. is an agent. He works with college athletes and gets people placed into
sure.
the pros. Had a whole okay. conversation with him today about that. There ain't nothing amateur about the system. I can go back and take a look at words from Richard Sherman a few years ago
right.
where he detailed what his day was like just to play football in college. They didn't appear to be anything amateur about it. So if you don't want to call it pros mm. because it's not professional by technicality, then fine.
But okay, well, maybe – no, I understand that. But maybe there needs to be some sort of compromise. I don't know. I don't like this, you can just up and leave at any, up and leave at any time. Well, it kind of is, but like.
Let's put the same thing on the coaches as well. I don't know how many times I've seen coaches say, I'm not, how about Rick Pitino? I ain't leaving. I'm not going. I'm staying.
Yeah.
This is my final stop. And then what did he do? He left. And we can go ahead and replay that over a million times with a million different coaches.
Yeah.
And so look, it's a free ass world, or it should be.
Yeah.
Let people go elsewhere, you know?
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, agree to disagree, I guess, JR, but I appreciate your point of view and I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Ain't nothing to disagree about. That what I just told you is factual. That's it. I mean, I can understand if you want to have parameters around college athletics and movement, where someone can go, where they can't go. I know Caleb Love is like, I ain't staying here in North Carolina. That broke earlier today. I get that. But if you want to start wrangling up or tying down the players, then tie down the coaches. What's the difference in the commitment? One guy has power, the other doesn't? There is no college athletic program if it's not for the student athletes. And I make air quotes that I'm sure you can imagine, visually in your head. Student athlete, amateur sports. Like, why do we demand such a commitment from the players, but don't demand the same type of commitment from the coaches? Why? Because they're the boss? What's the difference? Isn't it a matter of ethics? I say I'm going to do something, so I do it. Wouldn't you think the guy at the top of the totem pole would have a little bit more stick around, for lack of a better term? Don't you think he'd be held to a higher standard not to just bail when somebody waves some money in front of him? You know, I made a few jokes about it last week. You're looking at Coach Cooley going from Providence down to D.C. and Georgetown, and you had the students kind of saying, oh, my God, he left. He's leaving. He's going to another Big East school. Oh, my God, Benedict Arnold. Oh, my God. Oh, no, size fallen. He's all I ever know my whole life. That man's going to get money. He's going to go get another job. He's going for a bigger opportunity. Why can't the players do the same? Because they're younger? I get it. But, hey, I'm for free movement. I don't care where anybody goes. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brian, He's calling up from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Hey, yes, sir. JR, first time calling in. Love the show, man.
Thank you. What's up? What's on your mind?
So I'm just wondering, and I feel the same way as you about, you know, player transfers and stuff like that. Like, they can do what they want. I don't think anybody has the upper hand or is, like, you know, superior in that sense. But I just,
sure.
Have you heard the, I mean, obviously you mentioned it before about the rumors about Caleb Love. Like, did you hear, because I know I heard rumors that he wanted to transfer, and then I heard some that, like, they didn't want him back. And I was just saying, have you heard any of that speculation, or is that complete nonsense? And I'll leave you with that, man.
I haven't heard squat diddly outside of he wants out. That's it. I don't know anything in addition, Brian.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. I thought it just wasn't, like, a good team chemistry. I don't think, like, any of those guys are really happy playing with each other. I know a couple of them, I would think, are pretty committed, maybe like R.J. Davis and Baycott. Obviously, Baycott's coming back, but
hopefully
I'm not
comes
trying
back.
To say Caleb Love's not committed, but right. I think that there was a little bit of a disconnect, and I just don't know if you share those feelings. I just want to get your take on that.
We'll find out sooner than later. I know in the case of Baycott, I hope next year he can come back healthy.
That ankle, man.
Yeah, very, very odd to not see UNC in the tournament, but we'll find out sooner than later. Appreciate you, yeah. Brian. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, no problem, man. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Shout-outs to Brian for calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Dave is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Hey, boss, JR. What's going on with you, man?
I'm very well. What's going on?
Hey, the brackets were destroyed, meltdown, and broke it into little itty-bitty pieces.
Okay.
And if you notice, all the legacy teams are gone. I'm glad Alabama got eliminated, because I really wasn't too much of a fan for Alabama sports anyhow.
Okay.
I like the Final Four. I like teams that are unknown. This new – I would say these are the new legacy teams that you may see that you may never heard of. Who's going to change basketball forever.
I don't know if I'd call them new legacy teams. I think what we're going to see over I don't know for the next forever, but I think in the immediate future, we are looking at college basketball where you have a team that maybe, you know, sits on top for 5 years. I don't know if 10 years might be a stretch unless you are already just a gigantic school. But I think we gonna have a cycle of teams that come in, teams that go out. I think the days of complete dominance, the Coach K's and the Bayhams that are just, they're like the furniture. They don't go anywhere. They don't move. I think those days are over. And
because,
we should enjoy the parity.
Yeah, because when you look at it, the teams, those teams always dominated.
Yeah.
And then when you look at it, it's like everybody else is saying, look, enough is enough. We're going to make our mark as well.
Right.
You had your turn. Now it's our turn.
Well, I think
sit
that
down,
goes.
Shut up and go home. That's right. How I look at it.
I hear you. And thank you, Dave. I think that goes to our last caller who talked about the transfer portal. When you have talent who's able to go wherever the hell they want, what's the difference between this and free agency? Except for you don't got no agent negotiating a contract for you like that. But this is what it is. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida, and talk to Robbie. Robbie, what's up?
Hey, JR, what's going on tonight, man?
What's on your mind?
Not much, man. Well, a couple things. So just like you were talking about the caller, talking about the transfer portal, man, I've been reading all this stuff about how the transfer portal is, you know, just ruining college ball. And look, man, I mean, when – you have all these, you know, star-studded athletes who can leave, go to another school. I mean, I think that makes it better for the game, because all of these mid-major schools are able to make it. And, you know, basketball is obviously a lot different, you know, than college football or even, you know, the NFL. But one player can change an entire team. So I think that's great for college basketball. And then, you know, just wanted to give a quick shout-out to my boys, Tennessee. You know, good run. Good luck to FAU. The boys can shoot the lights out. If Tennessee had a coach who could make in-game adjustments, maybe the situation is different.
Uh-oh, yes, you're slapping around Barnes? You slapping around Coach Barnes?
Man, I've never, ever been on the train of getting rid of somebody, but listen to this, man. He's been there 8 years. We have no depth. We should have been able to take our freshman point guard and run away against FAU. In-game adjustments kill us every single year in the tournament.
Yeah. I was talking to a good friend of mine who happens to be an alum, and he destroyed the fact that what you just said, they have no depth and they kind of lack in the talent department. Anything else you got on your mind? We're up against the break.
Yes, sir. Lamar Jackson. So, look, I'm never, ever in any world giving Lamar more than a 3-year deal with the pickup option just because the type of football that he plays. I don't know if the whole thing where they were trying to give him like 3 years, $30 million a year, I'm not sure what all that was about, but if he declined that and he is not taking the franchise tag, I mean, dude, just take the franchise tag. You know, it's 30 plus mil.
Okay.
And, but.
Well,
you know,
we have to break, Robbie. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson on the other side. So in this coming hour, we're going to get into all things Lamar Jackson, especially the tweet that he shared today. I appreciate you for calling from Jacksonville. If you're on the phone lines, I'll get you on 855-212-4CBS. More March Madness, Lamar and Rodgers here on CBS Sports Radio.